and your life.
All right. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
Did you say it? Did you say it? She said, I saw her. She was like, she was mouthing it. I was like, oh, she know it. Praise the Lord. All right. Even the kids know God is good all the time.
Amen.
Okay. First, welcome to all of our YouTube family all across the world. I had two messages in my head today. And my first message was Genesis chapter 2, our blessed hope, the rapture. And God said, I want you to do that Thursday, because tonight I want you to address this problem. Do you guys know who was at the Great Western Forum this weekend?
Ooh.
Kanye West.
It was sold out.
Huh? It was sold out. Packed.
Wow.
Okay. And someone sent it to me and said, watch the whole thing. I said, psst, you must be thinking, like I was born yesterday. I ain't gonna watch that whole thing. I said, by the time I finish, I have all kinds of spirits in my house. I ain't watching that. And so I turned it on, but I had it on silent, you know, just to look at all the reaction from all the people that were just eating it up. And I'm like, wow. And then some of our people sent me videos to watch, like Kanye West's interview with remember Big Boy?
Yeah.
He did an interview with Big Boy. But in the middle of it, Kanye started cursing so bad that I turned it off. Then Paris told me, no, you should watch the whole thing, because I'm telling you, it gets crazier. I'm like, okay. Well, it wasn't no small curse words, you know. It was like some those after D and those after A, okay? And I'm like, okay, if you save, you don't feel comfortable talking like that, first of all. Then he kind of said, well, I want to apologize to if I lost any of my Christian audience. And I was like, yeah, you just did. When you start using... Yeah, so it's like, I don't care who blipply blip this and who blipply blip that. And I was like, whoa. Okay, so, but someone sent it to me, and then I read the comments at the bottom, the comments, and they were all, that was the most honest, beautiful Christian interview I've ever heard. And da 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 this. And all this, and oh, he's really bringing a great message to the church. And I was like, oh my goodness, okay? So I'm trying to get ready for tomorrow's message, because Genesis chapter 2, our blessed hope, the rapture, was what I was on. And then the Lord stopped me and said, I need you to address this tonight. And I'm like, okay. So I asked the Lord, like, okay, well, what do you have to say? And this is what the Lord said to me, okay? Please listen, because I may even have to say it twice. The title of this message is Kanye West on Tour for Satan. Okay? Now listen, this is what the Lord says. He is not mine. He is Satan's. Talking about Kanye West. His singers are not my people. Did you hear what I said? All those singers that he have, God said, those are not his people. The Lord said, they auditioned for a spot on Kanye's band, and they were chosen after they auditioned. That's how they got into the group. The musicians are Satan's and not mine, the Lord said. They are all on tour for Satan. The mission to get demons in the church is Kanye's. They are all getting paid, but the price for sin is death. Then the Lord said, watch what I do. And I'm wondering what the Lord's going to do. So They released his album on YouTube today, so you can just turn it on in your house on YouTube and listen to it. But I'm warning people, and someone said, oh, I listened to the album, and you know, it was really inspiring, okay? I'm like, okay, Christians, we aren't thinking. Or maybe pastors aren't teaching. Because you can't listen to anything that people put out. Even though it may have Christian words on it, you don't want to, like, you don't want to be sitting in your house playing Hotel California.
Ooh.
Because the root of that song is satanic.
Yep.
Okay? You don't want to be in your house playing a lot of music that Beatles music. And now I've heard that a lot of the Beatles music, that the Beatles were more satanic than even the guy they followed. You understand? So we have to understand. I preached on this before, and I was wondering why the Lord wanted me to preach on this again. But I don't think people really understand that music has to be very carefully selected, okay? If you like Rihanna, you better not be putting it on in your house. You like Jay-Z, you better not. Christians shouldn't be listening to this music because Satan makes music different from the world, okay? The world makes music for you to enjoy, or they're just trying to make a hit song, right? Or some catchy tune. Satan makes music to affect the body, the mind, and to open you to spirits, okay? And Satan knows how to make music. He was the praise and worship leader in heaven. Music in heaven had one purpose, to present an atmosphere for the Spirit of God to enter into. Understand? So music is to open spirits, to open doors for spirits. Satan knows how to do this. He knows how to open doors for God. He knows what good music is. And Satan knows what bad music is. And he knows how to open doors for demons. Okay? So I'm going to read this again. The Lord said this: Kanye West is on tour for Satan. He is not mine. He is Satan's. His singers, all that group, he said, they are not my people. They auditioned and they won spots in Kanye's band. They are all on tour for Satan. The mission to get demons in the church is Kanye's mission. He's on a mission to do this. And he's doing a good job because he's been on Kimmel Show, the Late Night Show, Wendy Show. He's been everywhere talking about his newfound Christianity. All right. And how much are the sweatshirts when you go to the concert? $200. How much are the T-shirts? $150. Okay. This is a tour. Do you understand? This is not, listen, this is what God told me.
Wow.
I don't care how the music is, Sandy. I am not entertained. You cannot entertain God. He says, I don't listen to music to be entertained. You understand? But humans are entertained, okay? And all someone has to say, and I'm just laughing because the Lord says of me while I was praying, but all people have to do is say, I'm a Christian, and Christians are so happy. Oh my, he's a celebrity and he gave his life to Christ. They don't have to show any works. Like I'm watching him in an interview and he's using the F word, the B word, and he's talking, and then he jumps back onto, and I got to be a good Christian. And I'm like, that is weird. And then I was sent the interview as if, listen to this, this is great. No, it's not great, okay? Now, I have to go through this whole thing. Um, The t-shirts that he has on are called Jesus is King, right? But let's first read. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. This is what God is telling us as Christians, okay? God is telling us as Christians. And take this for your whole life, not just Kanye West. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Okay? So God is telling us, don't believe every spirit that comes to you and says, I'm a prophet of God. I'm a prophetess. I'm an apostle. All these titles and all this stuff, and people are telling you who they are. God says, don't you be so quick to jump and believe, okay? Me and Pastor Ben were here at a men's meeting, and a guy said he was at the hospital, and this lady said she was a prophetess, and she asked him if she could pray for him. Now, I don't know if you guys, but I hope you're wise that you would say, I don't know you like that. Right? Even your mama and your parents told you.
Yeah, right.
She's a stranger, but he said, well, I need prayer because I want to feel better. You at a hospital, you're already in bad shape. Now you meet this lady, and she says she wants to pray for you. She's a prophetess at her church. He said she laid hands on her. I don't know if you remember this, Pastor Ben. She laid hands on her. She laid hands on him. And he said his back felt like it was on fire.
Yep.
And he said he collapsed and he laid there for a while. And then he got up and he said his back was sore for 3 weeks. And he said he never did get better. But he said, I don't know what she did to make my back feel like that. Because he said, I felt the heat. That was a kundalini.
Yep.
This lady had learned kundalini from somebody.
Yep.
And so this guy had defects of it. But you don't let people lay hands on you. Mm-hmm. Don't believe every spirit, okay?
Amen.
Let me continue on. Amen. Let me continue on this.
Kundalini.
Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I have to do this, guys, because people are starting to believe this.
Yeah.
They're thinking, oh, my goodness, he's born again. Oh, my goodness. I guess here, get to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Verse 3, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
Somebody said Lady Gaga says she's a Christian now.
Isn't that something? She might as well. Because
that's the thing now.
Yeah.
I'm Christian now. That's the thing.
Everybody's welcoming. Everybody's welcome. Oh, come on my show. Come on. When have Christianity been popular with the world?
Never.
Where people inviting you on their show
Never.
To come and talk about your testimony? But see, Satan got him on this mission.
Yep.
So he's calling all of his TV shows and his TV stations and saying, make sure you get Kanye West's testimony on there because we're trying to get his music into these homes and we're trying to get this music into these churches because it's so satisfying to deceive people who aren't saved. But Satan's like, I want to get the people in the church.
Yep.
And so I'm asking Kanye to get me in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you guys some things in a second here.
Amen.
But listen what this says. Now, this is what his t-shirts, his whole thing is called Jesus is King. Okay? I said, that was very clever, Satan.
Yep.
Because you can't do this. Now, listen what it says. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is a curse. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. He hasn't said Jesus is Lord yet.
No.
He can't say it. I'm daring him to say it. Because you can't say Jesus is Lord unless it is by the Holy Spirit. But he's got the whole t-shirt saying Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Understand, when I was in Islam, we had a whole thing called Jesus Saves. And we hand out pamphlets. And the pamphlet said, Jesus saves. And we had a whole day. If y'all ever go on YouTube, look it up. Jesus Saves Day in Islam is a huge day where everybody get to come and they talk about Jesus. And he talks for hours about Jesus. But then you find out that they don't even believe in the same Jesus that you believe in. You find out that the Jesus that Muslims believe in never died on the cross. And you find that the first Jesus bowed out, so God sent the second Jesus, Elijah Muhammad. And then he bowed out, and then they sent the third Jesus, Farrakhan. So they're all Jesuses to Muslims, you understand?
Farrakhan.
Farrakhan thinks he's the last Jesus, because they think Jesus passed. Now look, just saying that you believe in Jesus, but let me hear you say Jesus is Lord, and let me see that Jesus is Lord in your life. Mm-hmm. Because if he's Lord, that means he is the one who commands you. He's the one who controls your life, and he's the one that you're obedient to, okay? Mm-hmm. So if he's Lord, but I don't want a Jesus is King t-shirt.
Right.
I want a Jesus is Lord t-shirt. I know he's King.
Right.
He knows he's King.
Right.
But if he's not my Lord, then and I don't want a Jesus as my Savior only t-shirt. I want a Jesus as my Lord and Savior t-shirt.
There
you understand?
Go. There you go.
Because I don't want him to be my Savior, not my Lord.
Right.
Yeah, some people love that. Jesus, he's my Savior. Yeah, but is he your Lord? No, I don't do what he tell me, but he is my... He's got to be both. You confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay? Now, let me get to this other scripture here. Let's check this out. Go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 7. Daniel chapter 3, verse 7. You go there and you stay there, and we're going to talk here. Because people have forgotten. Now, this book that I ask you guys, like, if you can, to get a hold of it or read about it, or it's called Secret Sounds. It's called Secret Sounds, Transformation Through Music and Words by Ted Andrews. Okay? Now, this book, I think you can read it online. I don't know if you can buy it anymore, but I wouldn't buy it anyway. I would read it online, and that's what I did today. I was reading it online. And the whole thing is based on how spiritual music is and how to use music in witchcraft. That's what the whole book is. But it teaches you the different tones that Satan and demons use when you need to open portals, okay? It teaches you what sounds and repetition of sounds opens your portals and opens your chakra to different spiritual sensitivity, okay? That's what this book is all about. His name is Ted Andrews. Let me read this so you guys, so we can see where he's coming from, okay? Now, it says, in virtually every system of spirituality the world has ever known, sound has been considered a direct link between humanity and the divine. The ancient mystery schools all taught their students to use the use of sound as a creative healing force. Okay? What's the schools of mysticism, ancient mystery schools? That's Satanism.
Right.
Okay? Now listen, okay? I'm going to read the scripture in Daniel chapter 3, verse 7. Now watch this. It says, this is what Nebuchadnezzar had to do. He said, therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the lyre, the trigon, the songsters, and it says the bagpipes, and all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and men of every language fell down and worshiped the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Now, we know that he wanted to be worshiped. Why did he have to include music? Did you ever think about that? Why did he have to include music into this whole thing of worshiping this statue that Nebuchadnezzar set up? Before they fell down and bowed, they had to hear the music, okay? Is Satan guiding Nebuchadnezzar to do this?
Yes.
Does Satan know that the music is important? Okay. Because if he's really going to affect the people, he wants the music first and then have the people to bow down and worship the idol. Understand? Because music is very important. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me finish reading this because I want you guys to know this. I want you to be protected. I don't want people who are part of S4C sending me something saying, listen to Kanye. I really think he's saved. Listen to this music. I'm not going to listen to Kanye's music because I think a demon did the music. Okay? Let's listen to this some more. Okay? It says, now, Secret Sounds by Ted Andrews reveals how to tap into magical and healing aspects of voice and resonance in music. On a physical level, these techniques can be used a metaphysical level. They can be used to induce altered states of consciousness. Did you hear that? The music can be used to produce altered states of consciousness. Okay? So I want you guys to really understand music. Okay? If you listen to everything and think you're not going to be affected, you're fooling yourself. You can't say, oh, I used to listen to Kiss when I wasn't saved, and I think I'm just going to put on a Kiss album and just listen to some rock and roll for today. You're going to affect your whole spiritual life by what you allow in your atmosphere. Because Satan ain't playing when it comes to music, okay? Amen. Now let's look at this and see who Ted Andrews is. Ted Andrews is a full-time author, student teacher in the metaphysical and spiritual field. He conducts seminars, symposiums, workshops, lectures throughout the country on many facets of ancient mysticism. Ted works with past life analysis. Did you guys hear that? Ted works with past life analysis. What do you mean past life analysis? If they're gone, they're gone, right?
Right.
So that means he's conjuring up spirits.
Yep.
You understand? He's using music to conjure up spirits, and he wrote this book to show you the mysteries of sound and how to conjure up spirits, okay? He says, Ted worked with past life analysis, Aurich interpretation. I looked that up so that you guys can know what it is. Numerology, tarot cards, and Kabbalah as methods of developing and enhancing inner potential. He is clairvoyant and certified as a spiritual medium. Okay? He uses music to do all this. You understand? Okay, you guys don't think, you guys don't see the connection here.
Amen.
Watch this, okay? Okay, listen to the bottom part. It says, this is what I was looking for. It says, related to crown, it says, this mystical is related to crown, pineal gland, nervous system. So his music, he shows you how to connect the music to the pineal gland nervous system. Mm-hmm. The most sensitive, wisest of colors, the most sensitive and wisest of colors, the intuitive colors, that this particular system helps you to open the pineal gland. So this is what it is. How to use this music to open your pineal gland, to move your chakra. Now, as they were interviewing Kanye West on, and he was, before he was doing one of his Sunday, now, I mean, while he was doing it, he was getting ready to go do another one, right? While they're interviewing him, he says, Well, what type of music are you trying to bring forth? He said, we're trying to bring forth the purest music that we could to make sure that we're affecting the chakras. And then he says, that's the sex portion of the human body. I'm like, what that got to do with gospel music? But if you're a demon, you're just going to say what you know, right?
Right. Wow.
Now he's talking, he's being interviewed, and he's talking about affecting the chakra, okay? Because that's what's going on with the music. What's the name of that church there that you told me last time? Hillsong. This is what Hillsong does. And people come to me and they go, Hillsong is awesome Christian music. It is the best Christian music, right? Okay. It's the best Christian words. But listen, there's a song in Hillsong that Marcus will play sometime, and it's sung by another artist. But in the middle, it says, God spoke it, and it all evolved. In the middle of the song, it says, he spoke it, and it all evolved into order.
Evolved.
And that is right in the middle of that, this praise song that Hillsong sings, about 8 million. Yes. Now, we know that when God spoke, it became. Wasn't nothing evolving over nothing, right? But in the middle of that Hillsong song music, they mentioned that, okay? That it evolved. But it's not the words that Satan is even cares about. You understand? Okay? It's the music. Here, let's read this in Samuel chapter 1. I mean, 1 Samuel chapter 16. It says it right in the middle of that song. But I'm telling you, we're so gullible. I mean, as Christians, we're so gullible. Everything that all somebody has to do is open a church and say we're Christians, and we rush there. And if the entertainment's good, yeah, we'll stay there. And a young lady was there. She said the pastor told her that her being bisexual was okay. She's given a testimony about her experience at Hillsong. And she said the pastor told her that he's not worried about her being bisexual. And she said that's her lifestyle. They don't judge her, and she goes in, and everybody. So nobody's preaching against sin, right? So we have to be very conscious about what Satan is selling to the church in the last days. Here we go. We're in 1 Samuel, and we're 16, and it's verse 23. Now listen what it says. So it came about whenever the evil spirit from God came to Saul, David would take the harp and play it with his hand, and Saul would be refreshed and be well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. Now, when David played the harp, does it say he sang any words? No. What made the demon leave? The music. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. That's why it's not important who's singing the song. It's who made the music. Okay? What's the guy's name? Todd? John Todd? Uh-huh. John Todd. Now, people can be mad at him if they want. And Calvary Chapel was mad at him when he told on him. He said he realized, as he was the head of Zodiac Records, that when people got saved, they were telling them to throw away their rock and roll music. And he said, I understood that if they take rock and roll music out of the church and get these people to stop listening to rock and roll music, they will become spiritual giants and grow. So he said, we have to figure out a way to get rock and roll back inside the church. So he said they gave Chuck Smith $4 million, and I heard up to $8 million, to start a record label called Jesus Rock. And you can look it up. So they started Jesus Rock, and they had the producers produce the music and the people at the church sang the songs, but they didn't know the producers of the music. So now they had rock and roll back in the church. You understand? Music is important, okay? And it's important to the fact that you choose what's in your home, okay? Because this is what it's all about. This is all about opening up portals.
Pastor Sandy Rockford wants to know why is it the lyrics are not important?
Because we live by lyrics, okay? The lyrics are important for us Christians, right? We want great lyrics, okay? But the lyrics don't... your body is an organism that reacts to sounds, okay? Satan knows that your body reacts to sounds. When the shamans are doing drugs and they're trying to get into the spirit, they're playing drums because they're trying to work their spirit into a place where they can allow these spirits to come in, okay? So if you watch Kanye, it's never a quiet song that just says, "We praise you, Jesus, for who you are." Okay? It's always the whole group that audition, and they're flying all over. He's flying like 30 people, 40 people all over the United States doing these concerts in whatever church will have them, right? And it's always turns into this big dance thing where all of them are like, you know, and they're, yeah, it looks like a like they're trying to do nightclub in the church, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, don't be deceived. I want to read this other thing. Now, this thing right here, look at this. This is what, when I was talking about the pineal gland, I did a whole message on the pineal gland, okay?
Yeah.
Now, listen. Each one of you have two spiritual zones in your body that are very sensitive to spiritual connection. And one is the pineal gland that is in the middle of your head that is open up to you 13 days old. You can talk to Dr. Future, look at his YouTube. Your pineal gland is opened for 13 days after you're born. On the 13th day, your pineal gland closes. And your pineal gland is not supposed to reopen until you die, because you're going back into the spiritual realm. The only way to open your pineal gland is through drugs, chanting, yoga, or music. Those are the only ways to open your pineal gland, because it's the doorway to you. Okay? So they want to make marijuana. They want to make marijuana legal. Why? Because marijuana has one of the highest levels of DMT that's going to make your pineal gland open. Okay. Alcohol, high DMT levels to make your pineal gland open. You understand? That's why they call it spirits. Okay. The Arabic word for demon is jinn. So that's where you got it, okay? So I want you to understand that these people understand that you have a spiritual center inside of you called your pineal gland. The Vatican uses the pineal gland to communicate with demonic spirits, okay? I showed that. If you can look at my teaching on the pineal gland, and I'm telling you, we're playing church, and they understand spiritual war. You understand? We have to understand when God tells us to do something, be careful of what you hear. Be careful of what you see. Be careful of what you let inside of your atmosphere, inside of your spirit. Okay?
Amen.
So this pineal gland, this is called a pineal gland activator. You can order them. Did you know that? You can order a pineal gland activator, and what it does is it has musical sounds that will help you. It'll help you ascend, meaning that it will put you in a spiritual realm while you're listening to it. Okay, and your so that your spirit can actually connect with another spirit in the spirit realm, and it's called a pineal gland activator to increase psychic awareness. Right. They sell them online for people that do yoga because they all want to ascend. They want to experience this voice speaking to them and elevation and all of this stuff, okay? So we better understand that when it comes to music, whoever put this pineal gland activator, the pineal gland activator is only a musical CD. And you're supposed to put it on when you sleep. Yeah, just put it on while you're sleeping and just listen to this and let your brain, because your brain is going to take it in,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read this to you.
Wow.
Okay. And it says, should Christians go to nightclubs? This is this right here is an ad online telling people how to open themselves to demons. If all these benefits sound like something you want to experience, this is the advertisement. The next step is to learn how to achieve pineal gland activation. Most important step in activating the pineal gland is to raise the frequency in the body. This can be done through meditation, visualization, yoga, chanting, dancing, Kanye West, drum sounds, okay, Tai Chi posture, okay. Any of these messages will open your third eye and help you to be able to see beyond the physical world. This is in the advertisement to sell this, okay? But this is the thing. They know it's in you. And Christians don't know it's in you. Okay? And that's the problem. That's the problem. They know that musically they can affect you. Dancing, they can affect you. Color light shows, and I bet Kanye West, the next thing's going to be the color light show. Okay? So now you have the dancing, the drums, and the color light show, and then everybody, pineal gland is open. Demons go where pineal glands are open. That's why they hang out in nightclubs.
Yep.
You understand?
Amen.
They're going to be where pineal glands, because they're looking for what? Bodies. They're looking for hosts. So we have to be intelligent Christians as we go through this life. And as we see, now, I didn't bring any of the pictures about Kanye West. And I saw so many articles on Kanye West today. I was like, I don't even think I should be speaking. There's enough people. He said, but none of them are telling the truth. Okay?
Amen.
So I'm going to go back to this once again. Because I'm praying and I'm doing my thing. I'm studying for today. And the Lord says, no, stop and listen to this. And he says, the title of tonight's message is Kanye West is on tour for Satan. Okay? This is not about his new walk in Christ. This is not about getting people saved. This is not about bringing more praise to the church. This is about getting demonic activity into the church. So the Lord said, he is not mine. He is Satan's. His singers are not my singers. The Lord said they auditioned for spots in Kanye's band and they got spots for auditioning. 40 people in a choir, they all auditioned. Great singers. If you listen to it for 1 second, you were like, this sounds like the old Kirk Franklin, right?
Right.
He said, the musicians, the singers, they are Satan's. They are not mine. They are all on tour for Satan. The mission to get demons in the church is Kanye's. They are all getting paid, but the price for sin is death. But God said, watch what I do. So I want to watch and see how this thing goes. Because the church right now is being very deceived into this.
Amen.
Okay? Am I done? I might be done, you guys. Nope. Jesus rocks. We did that. Oh, Let me tell you guys about which language. You guys know about which language? Okay. Which language was created, and I think the guy's name is Bard or something like that, but he created a language where you can speak, and then if you play it backwards, it'll say something else. So that is, it's like when Obama kept saying, say it with me, everybody. Yes, we can. And then everybody's, yes, we. So he has a whole audience. And then Paris plays it backwards on the phone and says, listen, thank you, Satan. Yes, we can. It's thank you, Satan, backwards. So all these people are saying, he's saying, yes, we can. But he knew, wait a minute. This is what I'm trying to emphasize. Spiritually, he knew. Us being ignorant, we did not know, but I told people, don't vote for this guy because he's not of God, right? So no Christian should have been out there chanting, yes, we can, right? But that's what they do, okay? That's why some of the old rock music that you can play it backwards and it's saying things that are demonic, okay? And so that's what's called witch language, okay? We have to be careful, okay? Do not take somebody's like the old Parliament Funkadelic song that they turned into a Christian song. Do not take old worldly music and then hear somebody, oh, but they turned it into a Christian song.
Right.
Okay. All right. Shackles on my feet so I can dance.
Yeah.
Who did?
The two girls.
Yeah. And they said that the guy who did that music says they shouldn't have used that music. We were high on heroin when we did that music. Okay. So, but they took that song from an old worldly song that people went to clubs and got drunk and they used that and turned it into, and turned it into a Christian song. And the guy that originally did the song said that y'all shouldn't be doing that. He said, look, we were all doing heroin when we made that music. We don't know what spirits were in the room. You understand? So you can't take I remember this used to be a Teddy Pendergrass song, but we're going to turn it into a Christian song. No, you don't do that. Okay. Why would you take something from the world and try to clean it up and then here, God, I'm going to present it to you.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't work that way. I got one more thing to read. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. What's that? Isaiah chapter 14. We read this last time, but I want you to remember this because a lot of people don't understand. You know what? When God made Satan, he made him
a musical instrument.
Imagine that your whole person made up that God blessed you with is all musically inclined, okay? This is how God made Satan. He put music, pipes, and horns inside of him so that he could be the morning star to bring forth the worship in the morning and the presence of God could come in and be among all the angels through the atmosphere of music, okay? Kanye West is creating an atmosphere every time he goes into a church.
Yeah.
Okay? And that atmosphere is very inducive of the spirits that like that music.
Yeah.
And don't think it hasn't been calculated because he was interviewed and he said he's making it to affect the chakras. Yeah.
Two things, Pastor Zach.
Yes.
First, somebody says that we're being too hard on Kanye. And another one says, can you give an example of good music?
Yeah, you know, Rita Springer has very good praise and worship music. Matter of fact, she has a great story. They didn't even know she could sing. Her sister was in the choir, and they put her in charge of the children's room. And she was in there singing songs with the children. And they was trying to figure out how to fix the music in the main part. And they said, have you heard the music coming from the children's room? And so Rita Springer's praise and worship music is beautiful. Listen, but I don't have to tell you, you have the Holy Spirit in you just like I do.
Yeah.
before you listen to it, say, hey, is this something that I should be listening to?
Becca, you know what I mean? Beautiful.
Rebecca Shea, beautiful. But she started using some secular beats. Say, hey, I wrote her. I said, Rebecca Shea, you are great. You don't need secular beats to put Christian music on top of. You don't need that, okay?
That's the Jewish girl, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we don't need secular beats with Christian lyrics. We need Christians. God is creative. He can help you make your own music.
Yeah.
We don't need to go pull something back from the 70s and use a cold Commodore song. You know what I mean? Peter, yes.
I want to say we're being unfair to Kanye.
We are being unfair. That's why I laughed today. Because the Lord, while I'm praying, the Lord says, look, if Satan said, came to a church and said, I've learned from all my bad ways and I've accepted Jesus and I just want to be here and I can even watch over the kids in the children room. He said, most Christians
would say,
isn't it awesome? Oh, Satan's changed his mind.
Oh my goodness.
I am not being hard. Check his record.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. That's why I wanted to bring the pictures. He said, I am like Paul. Okay. He said he's like a Paul. Saul turned to Paul, right? What did he do before he went to and started going into churches? He had his backyard carved out into the all-seeing eye. Then he had all the singers come and stand in the form of the all-seeing eye. And then they did their first Sunday church service like that with these outfits on, right? You don't start your ministry by dedicating it to the all-seeing eye of Satan. You understand? That should have told you that, look, this is not how you start ministry. You don't dedicate something to Satan. Why are you having a concert and telling everybody to stand, and then you and your group stand as the eye in the middle, and everybody else is standing around as the all-seeing eye, and you're doing music, and this is your first one. You're dedicated. You're doing a service to Satan, and now it's time to go into the regular churches and we're going to get you in there, because they got a lot of pastors for a couple of quarters. They'll let you come and sing and the whole group and get the place crunk and all this, right? Crunk.
What is that?
That means like jumping, right? It's from the 90s, I think.
Yeah, right.
Did I say crunk? Yeah.
Sound like something you made up.
No. They don't use that no more. But I'm 58, so I can still use it. All right? So. Yeah, I know. He said, or get groovy or whatever.
Pastor Sandy, one of the young men said his wife is part of a group of witches that are praying spells on Trump.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you about praying the spells on Trump, okay? If you go and you try to curse somebody that God has blessed, you're going to be just like that prophet, right? I don't care what you say. If God is with them, there's nothing you can do for them. Okay? So even the demons will look at you. And like that one guy who was a Satan worshiper, and they told him to go to this lady's house and curse her, right? He said he went there to go do the witchcraft on her, knocked on her door, and he said the presence that answered that door put so much fear in him that he left so fast, and he went back to the demon guy who told him to go curse her. He said, don't you ever send me to a Christian's house again. He said, don't you ever do that. We are God's protected people. You understand? We are protected by God. I got to tell you some funny story. Last night, I'm about to go to sleep, and I'm thinking about, you know, like, what if somebody came to my house? How would I protect my family? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking like this before I go to sleep. I can just hear God like, go to sleep. What are you thinking about this for? It's so dumb, right? I go to sleep, and I see myself as a little three-year-old. My dad is standing behind me, and he's huge. And I'm like this. Come on, let's go. Let's go. And God is like, that's how you look, worrying about how you gonna protect yourself. I got you. All right. So I'm never going to sleep like that again. All right. That was a funny dream last night.
That was funny.
I was laughing in my sleep.
So are we declaring that Trump is Christian?
No. We're declaring that God is using him just like he used Cyrus. Okay? He used Cyrus. Cyrus was no Christian.
Amen.
God can use who he wants to use.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
He's doing some good things. He's doing some good things. They said some of the abortion clinics had to close down because they're not getting funded anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's doing some good things. He's getting a lot of kids out of pedophilia. He's doing some good things. But I haven't heard him say Jesus is Lord. And until I hear you say Jesus is Lord, uh-huh, and I hear your prayer of repentance,
yeah,
then I'm not believing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm praying for him because of what the good things that he's doing. I don't personally know him. I met him once. That doesn't make me know him.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
But I'm not going to be sitting here mad at a president who is against abortions. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be sitting here mad at a president who's rescuing children, who has a whole operation with the emphasis of rescuing children from pedophilia.
Yeah.
Huh? Project Broken Heart. Yeah. So
Sarah said that he's being used. He's been chosen by God. God can use a donkey.
God can use a donkey. He can use the Trump.
Amen.
Same hair. I'm sorry, Pastor Ben.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, 10 minutes, Pastor Ben.
So here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Isaiah chapter 14. You guys got me off. Okay. Did I already show my thing? I didn't show it.
Did he show that?
I thought, okay. Okay, this is what it says. It says in verse 11, 14 verse 11, your pomp and your music of your harps has been brought down to Sheol, to hell. Maggots are spread out as your bed beneath you. Worms cover you. This is when Satan gets to hell, right? He says, how you have fallen, O Lucifer, star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth. You have been weakened, you who had weakened the nations. So Satan is going to end up in hell. And God says, he says, they're going to see you and say, all your musical instruments, all that's been brought down here. Now look at you. You're just like us. You're covered in worms and torment.
Yep.
Okay. So Satan has an end. Okay. He has an end to all this. Okay. I want to remind you guys who say we're being too hard on Kanye. He spoke once and he says that rather you're Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, whatever you are, as long as you believe in Jesus, you're a Christian.
Wow.
And Christians make it too hard to be in the club, right?
What?
Now, what that is called ecumenicalism, which is like we're going to say whoever just says they believe in Jesus, we're just bringing it all in, right? Kanye, they gave him the mic. It's like, okay, you finished singing, here's, now preach a little bit. First thing he comes out with is, just because Mormons have a different book, as long as they believe in Jesus, they're still Christians. If Jehovah's Witnesses say they don't believe that Jesus is God in the flesh, it doesn't matter. All these stuff saying that, and Catholics, they're trying to say Catholics aren't Christians. He says, I'm saying this, we make it too hard to be involved in this. We need to just accept everybody who says they believe in Jesus. That's the gospel. That's all you need to do, right? That's his mentality. But don't say I'm being too hard on him. Listen to the big boy interview yourself and then listen to the profanity that comes out of his mouth while he's saying that he's a Christian. And then, okay, you'll say, well, maybe he's just getting better, okay?
Better than what?
Then say, okay, he's getting better. Let's forget about the all-seeing eye thing in the backyard.
Okay.
Let's put that aside, okay? That little worship to Satan before you got started, let's forget. You see, you have to drop too many things to be fooled. We have to be smarter. And then you have a scripture. And we're going to finish with this scripture. This is a scripture. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. Nobody's testing him. They just invited him in. He's singing and preaching. He's been saved for 2 weeks. They didn't let me sing and preach when I got saved for 2 weeks. I spoke in tongues and everything and repented.
20 years later.
2 weeks, and they're like, we want you to do the praise and worship, and we want you to say a few words afterwards. 2 weeks? The Bible says this. Test every spirit, right? Test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Okay? Now, somebody's going to hit me up, and they're going to say, you know, we have to give him a chance. Let's wait a little while. Perfect. Let's wait. Okay? But I'm telling you what God told me. This is not in service to him. This is in service to Satan. He's doing what Satan is asking him to do, and that's to get demons back inside of the church through music. And that's what he's doing. If you don't believe me, then, you know, that's up to you. But I'm not going to not tell you the truth because you're a Kanye fan. Okay?
All right. AJ said it was at Joel Osteen's church last week.
I'm shocked that Joel Osteen would let Kanye come to his church. Get out of here.
I didn't know he still had a church.
I'm waiting for him to get to Creflo's church. Because Creflo going to invite him next. I love Joyce Myers. And I'm not ashamed to say it. There's a lot of people say Joyce Myers is a false prophet. I'm still trying to find it. I don't know. I haven't found it yet. And I'm not gonna bash somebody because other people are bashing them. She's wealthy, yeah, but you need to sit down and listen to the lady's testimony, and then if you hear her say something crazy, then let me know. I don't see her going on tour with T.D. Jakes and crazy people. So I don't know. All right. I'm done. I made enough people dislike me. Oh, look at this. Look at this. I'm not gone yet. Hold this. Tracy Mickey from Colorado. Now, I want to show this because it must have took her some time.
To do three of them.
She did three of these. This was love. This was love. And I just wanted to just bring it back today and thank her because she wrote here, nobody has ever helped me to understand the Bible like you have. And it says, I have so much respect for your wisdom. And I mean, just great cards, man. She put 6 cards on here.
Awesome.
This is crazy. And then, you know, that big chunk of loot that was right here? That was a big chunk of loot right there. I was like, what? But you know I'm married, so I just didn't last long.
All
right. All right. Let's pray out.
You want to pray for your church?
Yes. Let's pray first, and then we'll pray with the offering. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this evening. We have a great message tomorrow. Father God, I just pray that everybody will be here, Father God. Our YouTube family, that they'll be here for the class tomorrow. It is a very important class. The title is very important, Genesis chapter 2. And it is just all about God's planning of the rapture and the wedding in Genesis chapter 2. And so we just thank you for our YouTube audience. We ask that you bless them, that you watch over them, that you cause them to be wise, Father God, and to be more discerning when it comes to just listening to any kind of music or hearing any type of preaching, because that stuff goes into their spirit. In Jesus' name, I ask your protection over them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right, Pastor.
All right.
And here we go.
Did you already take up offering?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brenda's going to pray us out.